Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We, Baruch Hashem, finished Parshas Nitzavim Vayelechs. So we're going to go through a few Chofetz Chaim Zala Torah in Parshas Vayelech. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yutes, it says, V'ato kisvu lochem es ha-shira zois. Now write for yourself this shira. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, zois hiya mitzvah achroina shebetoyra. This is the last mitzvah in the Torah. Lichtei v'sa Torah, to write the Torah. Like the Rambam writes in Perek Zayim, Hilchus Sefer Torah, Halacha Aleph, he writes like this. Oh, so that's what the Rambam writes over there. So now, why does this tzivui, why does this commandment come right then? He says, I'll call a Ruach also. This tzivui, to write the Torah, comes right after the pasuk that says, B'nishim says, I am gonna hide my face from you. What does that teach you, Zokta Chofetz Chaim? L'amdeinu, that comes to teach us, that this Torah has in its power to protect the person from any tzara and from any worry that could come upon him. Even at a time of Hester Panim, like in our generation, nevertheless, the light of Torah spreads out light. And through that, through the light of the Torah, we should travel and go. The Gemara says in Seitach of Aleph, Alakosav, it says, Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. What does it mean, Ner mitzvah v'Torah or? Ma or megin lo'olam. Just like the light illuminates for forever, protects. Excuse me. Af Torah megin lo'olam. So to Torah protects forever. Befrat, specifically at a time of Sha'am Yisrael nimtza b'seicha, that Kal Yisrael is in such a tzara that they're found in. Shemichutz tishakel cherev u'mechadorim eima. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Aleinu lahachzik b'moiz ha-Torah b'yoyse. We should grab on to the strength of Torah. L'hoyer esach chasheicha v'alota shebo b'ekev ha-hester ponim shen kamoyu. And we have to illuminate the darkness at this time of Hester Panim through the Kirov of Torah, through the learning of Torah. Now, this was one of the Chofetz Chaim's famous vertloch. He used to say, we saw, Torah is loy bashamayimi, it's not in the heavens. So he said in Yiddish, the ganze glick von der Welt is the Torah. He says, all the glick, the geschmack, and the glick, I don't know how to translate it into English. Maybe you have a good word in English. I can't find a good word for glick. What does it mean? We'll talk about it and then we'll understand it. Margalahoye befumoy. It was ruggle for him to say. If Hutna used to say like this, he says, when let's say there's two drunken people, unless they don't have any whiskey, they don't have any beer, they don't have anything to drink. So what do? They talk about whiskey. They talk about beer. They talk about wine. Right? At least if we don't have it, we can talk about it. So the same thing. When someone, let's say, he's not learning. And he's out somewhere. I don't know. So he doesn't have a safer with him. So what do? You talk about learning. Talk about tzaddikim. Talk about gedolei hador. Right? Just like that shikr. You're not any worse than him. He doesn't have beer. He says, I remember that beer we had. Remember that wine we had. Ah, that was good. Right? So that's what you do. Now, the Chofetz Chaim explains what this means of that the whole glick of this world is Torah. He says, "Ba'olam haba mekablim schar." In olam haba, you get schar, you get rewarded for what you do. Aval ein sham Torah. In olam haba, there's no Torah there. Ha'Torah nitna lanu kan letzarif es habrias. The Torah was given to us here in this world to be mitzarif brias, to purify them from their impurities. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says in Ovis, Perek Beis, Lebal Yachzik Adam Tov La'atzmo Im Lo Matoira Harbi, Ki Lekach Netzarta. A person shouldn't, become a Balgaiva. He learned a lot of Torah. Oh, yeah, I'm great. I'm doing this. I did that. You don't become a Balgaiva. Ki Lekach Netzarta, because that's what you were created for. Vezuhi Matara Sabriya Kula. That is the purpose of the whole Bria. Mibala Dea Torah. Without the Torah, so we're like these poor, impoverished people forever. Let's say someone doesn't have money. There's a lack of money. Hinenu aniyim rak l'shal kala. So you're only poor for whatever it is, a certain amount of time. L'chayo l'mazer. Yemesh v'senir shivim shana. How long does a person live already? Mvush, shmeinim shana. If he's a big tzaddik, he lives to 90, 100, 110, 120. But it's l'chay, it's l'shal kala. V'hayim nishal ase isha chacham. You can ask a wise person, Zakta Chavetz Chaim. V'amei yivchar. What would he choose? Im liyais ani l'shal. If you had a choice, you could either be a poor man for a certain amount of time, the asher lo'el me'ar, and you could be a rich man for a long time, for eternity, or lehefech, or the opposite. Asher l'shok shah, you'll be a poor man for now, the ani lo'el void, and you'll be an ani for the rest of your life. So kama yana, betach yana bechachmasa, so this person, if he's a wise person, is going to answer, ki yoyse toiv lo'el lizboil sar, the lachatz, l'meshach shokal, it's better for me to be soivel this tsar and this pressure for a short amount of time, and as long as you know, I'll get this eternal delight for a long time that has no kitzvah. There's no set amount of time for that. He says this pasuk is very, very penetrating. At kama magia goyd lachi of lilma Torah, how great it is the obligation to learn Torah. Because it's mevor from Rashi, he says over in Chazal in this pasuk, if it was in heavens, we spoke this out when we were learning the pasuk. You would have to go after it. What does that mean? Zakta Chavetz Chaim, we would be obligated to search for a person. We would have to hire a person that he'll be our messenger. Please go up to heaven somehow. I don't know how you're going to do it. Your statement wanted a tiny, maybe a shay, malach, I don't know, some shame. And ask the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should bring down the Torah. Dovar she'efshar rak b'derech meis. That everybody, any open-minded person, even if you're closed-minded, you could see that, listen, that it could only be a miracle for someone to go up to heaven and then come down. It sounds like fantasies. But we know that could only happen derech meis. A person's life passes by, he gets angry, he has tzoros, yisurim. What's left for him? That small amount of time that he's living in this world. Zulas me'orah Torah, besides the me'orah Torah. Shal yodo yizka letal shel tchil, ulechai oilom. Like the Gemara says in Ksubas Kuf Yud Aleph, that through that, the Tal Shatchiyah, that's where you're going to be zoicha to Chai Olam, for eternity, for life, eternal life. Even when he's lying in his grave, it'll be Shemer, it'll protect him. Like Chazal saying, Ovis, B'shoch V'cho Tishmar Lecho, where is that Bekever, in the Kever? Memeila Muvan Shatzricha Meshtadlis Yisair, L'Asagateris, it's understood that a person has to put in a little bit of more extra Meshtadlis, to try to be masik Torah. At kedei kach, lahasik eitzav etachpula lali sashamayimu lashmi'einu oisav anasena. At kedei kach, that you have to come up with some eitzav, you're a smart person. Figure it out. How are you going to go up to heaven and bring it down? So if it wasn't shamayim, you would have to go up and get it. What is the pshat that we need it for our teyelis? So in this, the Chavetz Chaim is to say, etzem arotzen lilmo Torah, zekam kein in yingodav. Let's say a guy has a will. He wants to learn Torah, so that's a great thing. Guy has a will to learn Torah. But he says that doesn't come to learning Torah Lamaisa. You could want to learn Torah from today till tomorrow. It's beautiful. But it doesn't come to learning Torah Lamaisa. What does that mean? If you just have Rotzin Levad, you have a will. I want to learn Torah. I want to finish Shas. But I'm not doing anything about it. My Rebbe used to say over, the person wants to become a gadol b'Torah overnight, but at the same time he wants to get a good night's sleep. You know, he wants to get a good night's sleep, but he wants to become overnight. He wants to become next morning, wake up, I'm a gadol b'Torah. Shivan tells him, Chaim Dev Kelly used to say it all the time. What's up, Shat? Kim b'Torah Hashem chetze. They rotsim levad nishra Torah Torah Hashem. So the Torah blayb Torah Hashem. Rak alimud lemaise oisa oisa l'teirasei. How does it become teirasei uvisai rasei yega yomim v'loyla? Is if you learn it lemaise. What does Limud HaTorah mean? Zok the Chavetz Chaim. And the Chavetz Chaim is the one to tell us about what Limud HaTorah is. Mas mid otzum. Mishra Bruin, man never stopped. And he's going to bring down stories over here about the Chavetz Chaim. Perish, it means les amigbo. It means to go learn Torah in depth. Lachpor, ulachapis matmoni yaseh. To go and search and dig for the hidden parts of Torah. Kakosev, it says, Im tivakshena kakesev, if you're going to search it and seek it like silver, kamat moiden tachbesena, and like hidden diamonds and hidden oitzris, you're going to search for it. What is, then, os tavan yiras Hashem, the Pasuk says in Mishnah, then you understand yiras Hashem. Oitzris akesev azov tmunim bebetem adama. These oitzris of kesef and silver, they're all, and gold, they're all buried in the depths of the ground. A misha reads lasikim, someone wants to go, he has to mine it. A love lachbar lachapis arbis, that's the, he has to search. Kach gam ba'oitzris ha'teira yikorim. That's the same thing with the oitzris of Torah, the storage houses of Torah, you have to search for it, you gotta work. Rakim mechapsim amak, if you dig deep, choyfrim ba'oifin yisoydi loy leus, efshalagas, so I say, if you taka put in that melus, without taking the extra naps. My grandfather's al gesund sein. He's a man in his 90s. Leah in Hori. He was born in America in 1915. He went to the American army, and afterwards he became from. So he always used to say over that besides telling us that you have to get up like a soldier in the morning, so 5 o'clock, so he was telling him, you know, okay, 5 o'clock, all right, you could sleep till six, you lazy good for nothing. Right, you can sleep till six. But that was the music then. You get up and you work. So he always used to say that if you work, you'll find it. You got to work. There's nothing. If you don't work, you're not gonna get it. That's the pshat. Rapping mechapsin omoy choyfrim boyfin yisoid loy leus efshel galas, as I said. Then you'll be able to be megala the oitzus of Torah. So then he says vaytel loy rak aruka rechavi atoyr. Torah is not only deep and so wide and lengthwise so long. Elagama mukemoid, it's very deep also. Tzrichim lalun ba'om omka shel halacha. You have to be lalun ba'omka halacha, like the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Kedrashas Rabbi Yochanan Lakosuf, it says Vayalein Yeshua b'soicha emek. He was b'soicha emek. The Gemara says lalun ba'omka shel halacha. He was lalun emek of halacha. So then he says a ma'ase. Says Elu shahayitza hoyslam aschus l'stoif b'tzel kerasa shel chavetzchaim zatzal yodim. The ones that had the schus to be in the proximity of the Chofetz Chaim, they know that he never was mesiach das from learning Torah. Gam le'ezik nosa muflegas, even when he was a very, very old man, the Chofetz Chaim lived to over his 90s. B'shnoisevo achroinois le'posak pume megirsa. Everybody knows his mouth did not stop learning from Torah in his later years. At chatzois laylo hayolomid, he used to learn till midnight. Then he went to sleep a little bit. Kilo, you know, the Gemara says nim v'leinim, tir v'leitir, nish geshlofen, nish, you know, he's not, a little bit. V'kam lifnei zboiker, he woke up early in the morning. V'him shechala b'avoydus ha'bar, he went k'vaiter in avoydus Hashem. V'b'chol zayis mitoichan v'sanusei ha'gdoilo. Nevertheless, despite this masmin, because of the anivus of him, pochat tomin v'bitul Torah, he was always afraid that maybe it is bitul Torah, maybe I wasn't vatul Torah. At shebevidu shal yom ha'kipurim, that till the video of Yom Kippur, my Moisif, after Hashamnu Bagadnu, after he used to say Hashamnu Bagadnu, he used to say Bitalnu Min HaTorah. He added in another one. We were Mevatel Torah. So nowadays, who has a Musak of Bitel Torah? We're trying, you know, to learn a little bit. But Musak of Bitel Torah, how the Chumrah of Bitel Torah is, and Bitel Torah is also not only in the Kamus of Torah and the quantity of Torah, that you could have been learning much more. You didn't need so much sleep. Like my grandfather always says. He says that sleep, too much sleep dulls the mind. It was used to tell us when we were kids, too much sleep dulls the mind. So the Seder starts in Yeshiva, right? Second Seder, Chveis, what time does it start? Officially 3:30, 4 o'clock, right? So the Yeshiva wants you here at 4 o'clock, let's say. 3:30. So, 3:30. Okay, so now, if you're going to come at 3:30, tack on time and start the Seder on time, so you can take a Steig, you'll learn the whole Seder. Steig used to say, there was once Rav Duna was going to Chutz Lartz. Mashkiach asked him, I think it was Rav Duna. He said, I'm going to Chutz Lartz, what should I tell the Bochum there? So the stipler told him, listen, don't tell them these crazy things. Tell them two things. Number one, they should come to Seder on time. When Seder starts, come on time. And when they come to Seder, number two, they should learn. Don't start off the Seder with the shmooze. And he says, you'll see it's going to make a big difference. That's all. No far-fetched things. Come to Seder on time and then learn on time. So then, if you take a do that, you're going to shteig. But the Gedali Ador, okay, all the Gedolei Ador use their time as Ben Azdorim. So Seder starts at 3:30. So it doesn't mean on a day that you're tired, but Seder, sleep till the amount of time that you need to get up, right? But on a day that you don't need it, So since the system got you in,
the time you need.
What? No, sleep what you need. But let's say I'm talking a no. Not the total. I'm saying, let's say a day that you don't need it. But some you don't need it. You're not. It's Sunday. Let's say that it's after Shabbos and you rested over Shabbos. Yeah, you had a good chant. You went to sleep. Now it's Sunday. You don't need such a big nap. Let's say you slept a good few hours on Shabbos. You know, the Bnei Torah is supposed to sleep a little bit more on Shabbos. The Baal Batim is supposed to sleep less and learn more. But that's if Bnei Torah act like Bnei Torah during the week. Then they get to sleep a little bit more on Shabbos. But if they act like Baal Batim during the week, then they got to be like Bnei, they got to do like the Baal Batim and learn the whole Shabbos and sleep a little bit less. Al Kaponim Shina B'Shabbos Tainig. Sleeping on Shabbos is a pleasure, right? It's an oinig. So someone once came to Rav Shach, and he said to him, I don't know, it says Shina B'Shabbos Tainig, Shoyna B'Shabbos Tainig, it's different gersoyas. Either you sleep on Shabbos, it's a tainig. You learn on Shabbos, it's a tainig. I don't know what to do. So Shach said, have an eitzah for you. He said, take a shtender, sit down and start learning, and then you fall asleep by the shtender, you'll mekayim both of them. He said, you mekayim both the things, Shina B'Shabbos Tainig and Shoyna B'Shabbos Tainig. Al Kaponim, on a day that you rested, you don't need that hour of rest, let's say, that hour and a half of rest. You need a chvez a half hour, so you have extra time. So make a cheshbon. And listen, maybe I'll come up to this measure a little bit early today. I'll make a seder, I'll learn something, I'll catch up, I'll do chazor on something. Because if I'm going to stick to the system, so you're going to be a system boy. And Mshad is, I don't know if you're going to come to your full godless. The yeshiva makes a dorm because they want you to keep the sedorim, but you have to add your own sedorim. You want godless in Torah. And the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is yom v'layla, v'gisa b'yom v'layla. Right, and there's no time that you're not. So if you need the rest, then you have a heter to go take a rest, and when you finish, come back. But if you got your rest, and then you're just sleeping the excess sleep, besides dulling your mind, like my grandfather says, but it's bittel tayra, it's pashut bittel tayra. And if a guy oversleeps, it's mamash a waste of time. And I'm not the right one to give you the mussar about it, but listen, Chanan said that every city has a shtot meshugana. Right, he said, every city, you know, there's one wacko in the city. He walks around and everybody knows he's the shtot meshugana. So he said, listen, sometimes you got to be the shtot meshugana. You got to speak up about it. So nobody's talking about it, so we'll talk about it. That you have to be mechazik on that inyan bechlal, befrat. And befrat, I'm just saying that lemaisa, we have a shir, a novi shir at 3:30 every single day. If you're learning, then beseder. We have rishus to do till 10 to 4 to say the novi shir. We're starting Shmuel Aleph Mitzvashem on Monday. That's we're finishing Shreif to make a Siyum. Everybody's invited on Sunday to the Siyum. It's Hashem. The Shir starts at 3:30, and the Siyum's going to be after the Shir. Baruch, 20 minutes, a half hour. We learn 3:30. A.M. P.M., not A.M. A.M. A.M., even though A.M. might work out a little bit better for the Olam, but we might as well do a P.M. because I'm not here at 3:30 A.M. So if it gets a... that was a serious question. I know. If it gets a... you're all invited. But my idea is that not only that, if you don't want to come to the shir, you could at least you can listen to the MP3s when you're going to sleep anyway. Sometimes you're traveling, you're on a bus, you want to relax, whatever it is. Navi bechlal is moishich. The Gemara says, "Manwe benechem and egoyen." What does that mean? Hold yourself back, your children, from Torah shebichsav because it's very moishich. It's very moishich. You could sit and learn chumash and Rashi for hours, and navi you could just it doesn't stop. There's no end. That's why you have to make a seder kavu in it. So therefore, right before it's a good way to get yourself into second seders, you could do it. Or any other time, that's why they're being taped, you can listen to them. Al Kaponim, the main thing is don't waste your time. When you got your rest, then Yachzor L'Talmud, like the Rambam says, and that's what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, that and Vidi Yom Kippur, he used to be Moisef, Hashem L'Vagad, but Talmud HaTayr, that you have to make a cheshbon. That Kikar V'Lecha Dover B'Ficho B'Vav Me'oid, right? It's very close to you. B'Ficho B'Vav Chalasaisi, all you have to do is do it. And the Chidush Basra. Always used to say that, listen, the Beis Medrash is open, there's no lock on the door, all you have to do is come sit down and learn. Nobody's stopping you. You have to have cheshek also, but the cheshek comes with the Torah. The Taka the Rebbeinu Shem should give us that we should have a cheshek in Torah. Amen.